in the name of Allah, not to enjoy intimate activity with his wife. And we explain the laws that apply to that. Allah now says, والمطلقات. مطلقات, those divorced women, women who were given talaq. يَتَرَبَّصْنَا. يَتَرَبَّصْنَا means they shall wait, meaning the iddah period. The iddah period is known as the waiting period that a divorcee must observe. Allah says they should wait بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ by themselves ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوء, a period of 3 قُرُوء. قُرُوء, 3 menstrual cycles. So Allah explains her iddah. Once a divorce is issued to a woman, then she has to observe iddah. There's a waiting period which is obligatory upon her to observe. And that waiting period, Allah says, is ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوء, 3 menstrual cycles. So that's the first thing that Allah has explained, the duration. وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَهُنَّ أَن يَكْتُمْنَ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِي أَرْحَامِهِنَّ إِن كُنَّ يُؤْمِنَّ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Allah says, and if they truly believe, these women who were given talaq and who were divorced, if they truly believe in Allah and the last day, they should not conceal what Allah has created within their arham. Arham is the plural of rahim. Rahim means the womb. They are not allowed. She was issued a divorce. She is pregnant. No one knows of her pregnancy. She is carrying a load within her rahim, within her womb. Allah says she's not allowed. It is illegal for her to conceal whatever Allah has created within her womb, if she truly believes in Allah in the last day. Why does Allah say this? Because a woman who experiences hayz, who experiences monthly bleeding, her iddat will be 3 menstrual cycles. But a woman who is pregnant, وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ, in Surah Talaq, Allah says, وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ أَن يَضَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ. If a woman was given divorce and she's pregnant at the time, then her iddah will now be, because she doesn't experience hayz, she doesn't have menses, so her iddah will last for as long as her pregnancy. When she gives birth to the child, then what will happen? Her iddah will terminate upon the birth of that child. So this woman might feel, I have only conceived 3 or 4 weeks ago, I am only pregnant for a month, my husband has given me a talaq. If I reveal to everyone and I let everyone know that I am pregnant, then my iddah will last for 9 months. For 9 months I'll have to observe iddah. So what she decides to do, she decides to speak a lie and she conceals her pregnancy. And after 3 months pass, she says, my 3 menstrual cycles have terminated. I have experienced 3 menstrual cycles and now I am no longer in iddah. Allah says, لا يحل لهن. This is not halal. This is totally against the commandment of Allah. They're not allowed to do this. She must observe the iddah of a pregnant woman. And that is that she will, her iddah will terminate upon birth. 2 aspects Allah has discussed. Her waiting period, 3 menstrual cycles. If she's pregnant, she should not conceal her pregnancy. وَبُعُولَتُهُنَّ حَقُّ بِرَدِّهِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ إِنْ أَرَادُوا إِصْلَاحًا. Allah says, and their husbands, the husbands of the divorced woman, are most entitled to take them back, to revoke the divorce, فِي ذَلِكَ, during the iddah period, in aradu islaha, on condition they wish to reconcile. This, understand firstly that talaq is of 2 types. You have the revocable divorce, you have the irrevocable divorce. What is a revocable talaq? A person, when he divorced his wife, he gave her 1 talaq using clear words of divorce. For example, Zayd tells his wife, I have divorced you. So he used the clear words of divorce. Or I have given you a talaq. Or you are divorced. These are clear words, clear pronouncements of divorce. When a man makes a clear pronouncement of talaq of this nature, then the talaq is revocable. Revocable meaning, Allah has explained, وَبُعُولَتُهُنَّ أَحَقُّ بِرَدِّهِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ إِنْ أَرَادُ إِصْلَاحًا. During her iddah, she's going to observe iddah now, ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوء, three menstrual cycles. During the iddah period, because the divorce that he issued was a revocable one, he can revoke the talaq during the iddah period without having to perform a new nikah. In aradu islaha, Allah says, so long as the objective of taking her back is to reconcile, then he may do so. In other words, by simply telling her, I have taken you back, or you are my wife, or even by not pronouncing anything, just by being intimate with her during the iddah period, provided fi dhalika, Allah says, during the iddah period, he is entitled to do so. No need for new nikah, a new certificate, and a new reception, all of that. No need for all of that. Why? It was a revocable divorce. But so long as she did it in the iddah period, if the three menstrual cycles terminated, and he didn't revoke the divorce, he didn't take it back, now that talaq from a revocable becomes irrevocable. Now once the three menstrual cycles have ended, her iddat has ended, now if he wants to take her back, he needs her consent, nikah must be performed, witnesses must be present, and so forth. So that's the one type of talaq, the revocable talaq. What is an irrevocable talaq? Quickly, 1 minute of your time. An irrevocable talaq is where a man clearly states, the divorce I have given you is an irrevocable divorce. Irrevocable divorce, or he does not use a clear pronouncement of talaq. And I want to draw your attention to this type of talaq, because many of us are not aware of it. He uses an obscure statement. For example, he says, get out of my life. Zayd tells his wife, get out of my life. Now, get out of my life is not a clear pronouncement of divorce. Or pack your bags and go to your mother's place. Or this is over. He uses these type of obscure statements. But the intention was talaq. When he told her, get out of my life, he didn't use the words of talaq or divorce, but what did he? His niyyah is, get out of my life, meaning you are divorced. That is an irrevocable divorce. Whether he wants to take her back in the iddah or after the iddah, a new nikah must be performed. A new nikah must be performed. That is the ruling with regards to the irrevocable talaq. And that's one example of the irrevocable talaq. Brothers, this is just for the... I'm giving you a gist in order for us to understand the ayat of the Quran. But if these are sensitive masail and laws pertaining to a sensitive topic such as talaq, if at any time we require any guidance or advice on this, do not rely entirely on what is said in these few minutes, because every matter is studied and every matter is judged according, on its own merits. So let us not just listen to these few minutes and formulate a decision in our minds, but should we require further advice, then consult with the experts. May Allah grant us the understanding.